Tuesday Shir Kali, we discussed various aspects of Zechiras Amalek, and we touched on fundamental issues regarding Mechias Amalek. When we look in the Rambam in Perakei of Ochos Malachim, the Rambam seems to present a stunning contrast. The Rambam, beginning with Perakei Halacha Dalet, discusses Hachrim Tachrimim, that's the Pasuk in Dvar Mechav, in Parsha Shoftim, and the subject of that Pasuk is the reference to the Shiva Amimim. This is our Chiyuv of Hachrim Tachrimim, and the Torah tells us, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. What exactly does that mean? So the Rambam writes two very, very great Kedushim. Number one, the Rambam writes the following, that there's a mitzvah, Lahachrim Shiva Amimim. The Rambam calls the Pasuk Hachrim Tachrimim, and the Rambam adds the line, V'chol shebo liyodo echad mehem v'lo harago. And if you happen to meet up with a member of the Zion Umos, and you do not kill them, you violate the spiv, and you violate the lav daraisa of lo sechaya kol neshama. Well, so the Rambam describes this in terms of a chovas hayachid, V'chol shebo liyodo echad mehem. And then the Rambam adds four stunning words, "Var avdu va'avad zichra." But the Rambam writes, realize, this doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. It doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh, because their history, the Zion Umos, don't really exist. Avad zichra, avad zichra. Well, so the Rambam has two very, very great chedushim. That in principle, kol shebo liyado, but in practice, avad zichra. What exactly is the source of avad zichra? So, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, in Perek Yibayis Halacha Chafei, there the Rambam discusses the various nations that you're not allowed to marry into, even if they're Megayer. The Rambam writes the following, but realize that these things do not apply, the Zmana says they did in the past, because the Rambam writes, what do you mean, Bo Sancheiriv? Sancheiriv came, and he conquered much of the world, and everything was turned on its head. People were displaced. People who lived here were moved to there. So you know what? The mitzrim of today are not the mitzrim of old. Right? These are not the mitzrim that the Torah is referring to, where it tells us that, you know what, that one is not allowed to marry. This is not Ammon. This is not Moab. Vos sancher viz bilbo kolu muskul. Well, so you know what? That is the Tosefta. Tosefta, the end of Meseches Kedushin, Evav. And therefore, that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah when it comes to Ishus. And that's the reference to this Rambam in Perakei of Hilchos Malachim. Even though in principle they're dinim that regulate the Zayin Umos, but the Rambam writes, Kfar Avdu V'Avad Zichra. And therefore realize that Bizman HaZeh this would not be the case. Just like a person from Mitzrayim wants to convert, we'll accept them as Geirim and we'll allow them to marry in. We won't say Dor Shlishi Avo. That's true of Mitzrayim, that's true of Ammon, that's true of Moab, that's true of the Zayin Umos as well. Okay? So realize, in that halacha, hey, that's a great, great chedushin, v'chol shebo liyado, in principle, but in practice, avad zichra. Oh, you get to the very next halacha, perakei halacha, hey, the Rambam writes, v'chein, and similarly, when it comes to Amalek, here there is a chiyuv of timche, zecher Amalek, wow, a mitzvah of mechia. And the Rambam writes, and there also is a mitzvah sesei of zachar, that's what we discussed on Tuesday, here the Rambam writes, a mitzvah seskei, lizkor tamid. This kartamid, an ongoing chiyuv. The Rambam does not mention anything about Parsha Sofer, anything about once a year. The Rambam writes, this kartamid. And how is this fulfilled? Oh, the Rambam writes, mipi hashmu olamdu, that we know that Zohar is the peh, and lo tishkach is belev. Oh, that's exactly that sifra in B'chuk Osai, that Zohar does not merely mean do not forget, but something indeed has to be done. And therefore, some zechira is necessary. How often is this done? Lizkar tam. Well, so that's the Rambam in Hey. So the Rambam said two incredible chidushin in Hey Dalet, v'chol shebo liyado echad mehem, and for avdu v'avad zichram. And in Halacha Hey, the Rambam does not mention anything at all about them. Anything at all about them. One lechora would have expected that, you know, the Rambam would say there is a mitzvah mechias amalek. And therefore, v'chol shebo liyado echad mehem, you know, this is your job interview, you went to the work fair, gvaldik, now the person is there, right? You asked me, is it okay to shake hands? You know, shake hands. She just identified herself as being part of Amalek. No, what do you mean? V'chol shabav echanim v'lo harago. Oh no, the Ram doesn't write that. The Ram doesn't write that about Amalek. The Rambam writes it about the Shiva Amnim. So no doubt that's a Chiddush. Is there a difference? And that stunning comment to the Rambam, Avad Zichram. The Ram does not write that either. So the two incredible Chiddushim in Hey Dalid, the Rambam does not write in Hey Hey. Maybe one could argue, okay, you know, that's the meaning of a chayim. What I write here is also true there. All right, but a chiddush, you know, like, it's so relevant, it's so nogayim, these are such astounding chiddushim, you know, you wouldn't just simply want to rely on just a diuk in the Rambam. That mistama, what I said before, is really true here as well. Oh, what we discussed earlier in the year. No? Perek Aleph Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav Hilchos Yom Tov. When the Rambam talks about Yantu Sheni Shagalios, the Rambam writes different things, no? The Rambam quotes the Dinim in Perak Aleph Hilchos Yom Tov, and in Perak Vav Hilchos Yom Tov, the Rambam says, Bizman Hazeh, everything is different, no? We discussed that at length, that Reb Chaim, can you really just assume what the Rambam writes in Halacha Vav also applies Perak Aleph? Or do you argue, no, these are completely different Dinim, being Masna, Perak Vav, as opposed to Nolda Bazeh, Muteres Nasura Bazeh? Well, that was the whole Chiddush of Reb Chaim. No, one cannot necessarily assume. Okay, here they're closer. It's halacha dal and halacha hey, but nonetheless, is that really the case? That, you know what, that what the Rambam said in halacha dal, it is so clear. Maybe one would have expected that the Rambam would present the Zainunos, and the Rambam would present Amalek, and the Rambam should say, and that which I described, that no longer applies, because after all, avad zichram. Okay, so let's assume the Rambam mamash bedafka not that. So that means that there are two nafkaminas daraisa. Between Hachrim Tachrimim, as opposed to Timche, Zecher Amalek. Hachrim Tachrimim is Chol Shabali Yodam. You know what that means? It's a Chova Sayafid. I have a personal Chiyu. And number two, Akula, Avad Zichram. And maybe those halachas don't apply when it comes to Amalek. When it comes to Amalek, I wouldn't say Chol Shabali Yodam. And I wouldn't say Avad Zichram. Well, that requires Biur. But if that's really true, that's stunning. There are two Nafkaminas Daraisa between Hachrim Tachrimim, as opposed to Timche, Zecher Amalek. Hachrim Tachrim in Parsha Shoftim, and then in Parsha Kiseitze. Very different when it comes to Timche, Zecher Amalek. Okay. When you look in the Sefer Achinuch also seems to present differences by what the Sefer Achinuch says and what the Sefer Achinuch omits. When the Rambam discusses, okay, Parakei, that begins with Hachrim Tachrimim, good, that's found in Sefer Achinuch in Tav Chafei. That's what the Rambam discusses, right? Hachrim Tachrim. And here the Sefer HaChinuch writes also two great, great, great chidushim. Okay, the Rambam describes, the Sefer HaChinuch describes. Sefer HaChinuch writes the following. V'noheges mitzvah zu, v'zacharim uvenakevos. Well, this applies to men and women alike. Okay? What exactly does that mean? Oh, if you have a confrontation, bali odo echad mehem, okay, oh, that's like the Rambam, bali odo mehem, but the Sefer HaChinuch adds three words, mibli sheyistakim b'dav, without putting yourself at risk. If you have a confrontation with one of the members of the Zainumos, you have to react with a caveat, bali sheyistakim b'dav. Wow, as long as you don't put yourself at risk. Okay. So the Sefer HaChinuch had two very, very great chiddushim. Number one is the smits of Hachrim Tachrim applies to Zecharim and Nekevos. Number two, there's a cap, but don't put yourself at risk. Okay, why do I mention these are two very great chiddushim? Because now, jump further to the Sefer HaChinuch's description of Zechir Mechias Amalek. Mechias Amalek is Tafresh Dalet. Zechir Amalek in Sefer HaChinuch is Tafresh Gimel. So take a look at Tafresh Gimel, Tafresh Dalet. Guess what? The Rambam discusses both. Mechias Amalek and Zechiras Amalek. And you know what the Rambam writes? The Sefer HaChinuch writes that these mitzvot apply bizacharim, only to males. After all, because that. What do you mean? That's typical. Kilahem lasal smachama. Because waging battle, right, is a chiyuv that the zacharim have. And not v'lo l'nashim, mafurish in Sefer HaChinuch, right? The Gemara, the beginning of Kedushin, Ein darko shel ish la'asos mechama. So therefore, here all of a sudden, the Sefer HaChinuch writes that, you know what, that only applies to men, doesn't apply to women. And now I'll tell you by omission, that caveat, you have to wage battle. But li shi yistakim b'davar, the Sefer HaChinuch only writes that in Tav Chafei, when it comes to Zaynumos, and the Sefer HaChinuch does not write that when it comes to Mechiyas HaMalek. That also is considered to be a great Kiddush. No? A great Kiddush. That means you have two nafkaminas daraisa according to the Rambam, and two nafkaminas daraisa according to the Sefer HaChinuch. Wow. The Rambam's Badi Rechamehem, and the Rambam's Avdu Zichram, and the Sefer HaChinuch's Zichramun HaKevos, and the Sefer HaChinuch's B'li Shistakim Adavit. Wow. I will tell you that in one of the details, the Sefer HaChinuch seems to disagree with the Rambam, because that line of B'chol Shabal Yado Echad Mehem, what was our deal? The Rambam only mentioned that Alach Adav, not Alach Hey. You know what? The Sefer HaChinuch says that when it comes to Mechiyas HaMalek. When the Sefer HaChinuch is described in Mechiyas HaMalek, Tov Reish Dalet, there, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, the overall zeh uba the yadu laharugo v'laharugo. Oh, interesting. That the Sefer HaChinuch seems to disagree with the Rambam. That halacha, what we call halacha number one, v'chol sheba liyado, the Sefer HaChinuch has when it comes to Amalek as well. But nonetheless, like two differences daraisa according to the Rambam, and two differences daraisa when it comes to the Chinuch. Wow. How do you understand? Why should there be any differences at all? The Torah says, you know, you have to wage battle and destroy the Zaynimos, and you have to wage battle and destroy Amalek. Why should there be any differences at all? So just to backtrack for a minute, there is the Menchas Chinuch. The Menchas Chinuch raises the kasha, and the Menchas Chinuch just leaves it with Tzorech Iyun. But you know, certain kashas, like, you can't just leave with Tzorech Iyun in the sense that, you know, what does that mean exactly? What does that mean exactly? The Sefer HaChinuch, Tav Chafei, and Hachrim Tachim, Osachai Kol Neshama. The Sefer HaChinuch said, you know what? Ubli Yishi Yistak Yim Adav. Ubli Yishi Yistak Yim Adav. Right? That was Nafkamina that we had, number four. Sefer HaChinuch is about it. What in the world does that mean? What does that mean? You know, imagine someone gets up and says, you know what? The Torah obligates us to fight a battle as long as there's no risk. As long as there's no risk. As long as, to use today's expressions, no, putting yourself in harm's way. No? You're obligated to fight as long as you don't put yourself in harm's way. What does that mean exactly? What exactly does that mean? No? You're obligated to wage a battle, whether it's a Mechemes Mitzvah, Mechemes Rishus, you know, but make sure that there's no element of Sakan. In other words, what? V'chol HaTorah Kula, Pikuach Nefesh is Doch Yisuri, with few exceptions, this is not one of the Arag Vayavor, it's not one of the Averus HaChamura, so therefore, Pikuach Nefesh is Doche. So Pikuach Nefesh is Doche what? Melchama. Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Melchama. When in the world do you have a battle where someone is not at risk? It's like a computer game. Like where do you have a battle without risk? If the Torah says there's a mechemes mitzvah, of course there's an assumption of maybe not excessive risk. Okay, you have to cheshbon. Don't be reckless. But belishi istakim adavar. Belishi istakim adavar. What? Of course there's risk. Of course there's risk. So you know what? That how can you say that that's true? That mechemes mitzvah is duchuya sakana b'malka. How can you say that that's true? Isn't it true by definition? By essence, that there's no tour of v'chai bohem and yavav yahareg when it comes to melchama. That's what melchama is by definition. When it comes to other averus chamuros, I could have said, you know, don't put yourself at risk. The Torah says sometimes you have to. Melchama, it's a no-brainer. By definition, of course, indeed that's true. So the Menchas Chinuch just writes tzarechim. But v'chor, that can't be tzarechim. Like, how can that be tzarechim? There's mitzvos of melchama as long as you're not at risk. What in the world does that mean? What does that mean? No, how does that work? You're waging a battle and there are no boots on the ground. You know, so how does that happen? How does that happen? Oh, so this is what the Brisker Rav discusses. Right? In this Chedushim Alei Torah and Parshas B'Shalach. That how is it possible for Sefer HaChinuch to say such a thing? So the Brisker Rav writes the following Chiddush. No, that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. When it comes to Hachrim Tachrime, the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, don't describe this as being Melchama. They don't describe this as being in the Misgeres of Muhammad. V'chol sheba liyado echad mehem. V'chol sheba liyado echad mehem. That's exactly the point. These points are absolutely related. That when it comes to Zion Umos, we're not talking about the Misgeres of Mochemes. We're talking about, as the Rambam describes, Sefer Chinuch describes, an individual conversation between A and B. That's not a Mochemes Mitzvah. That is a Chiyuv of Losachaya, Kol Neshama. That has the status of a mitzvah, not in the Misgeres of Mochama. If it's a mitzvah, oh, in such a case, you know what? Mitzvos have to be balanced with Pachayvahem. So what's wrong with assuming the following? If you have a confrontation with a member of the Zayin Umos, you can respond, but not if it means putting yourself at risk. That's not a steal. The Torah is not saying go to war without risk. The Torah is describing the Chovas HaYachid, the Chol Shabbat Liyadal Echad Mehem. And what exactly then is the Chiddush? Their Hachrim Tachrimim is the Chovas HaYachid. Hachrim Tachrim is a Chovas HaYachid, as opposed to arguing it's a Chovas HaTzibur in the Misgeres of Mochama. In the Misgeres of Mochama. Wow. That's something which is quite important. Quite important. Uh-oh, maybe that argue answers the next question as well. What about the role in women? Women regarding these mitzvos, these chiyuv. So the Sefer HaChinuch will see makor after makor after makor. If you're dealing with Dinei Mochama, that's the sugya beginning of Kedushin, Ein Darko Shishulasos Mochama. Women are exempt. Women are exempt. Whatever is considered to be in the Miskeres HaMochama, Ein Achinami. Women are exempt. So why in the world are women obligated in Hachrim Tachrim? And why are women exempt from Achiyas HaMalek? You know what the answer is? Amalek is in the Miskeres of Mochama. Milchama Hashem Bamalek Midardar. That's Parshas Peshalach. That is the Miskeres of Mochama. Dinei Mochama Secharim Lo Nekevos. When it comes to Hachrim Tachrimim, V'chol Shabali Ado Echad Mehem, that is viewed as a mitzvah. That is not viewed from the perspective of the Dinei HaMochama. And, oh, one Nafkamina is V'chol Shabali Ado Echad Mehem. And another Nafkamina indeed is going to be this issue, no, about the obligation of women. And another Nafkamina is going to be at that point. What about the role of Sakana? Well, when you're dealing with a sakana, if it's a chovas sayachid, that's fully relevant. When you're dealing with dinei milchama, milchama assumes an assumption of risk. Ah, so the Sefer HaChinuch doesn't write lishi stak in mehem when it comes to the dinei hamilchama of Amalek, but the Sefer HaChinuch does write this when it comes to hachrim tachrimim. And in turn, the Sefer HaChinuch zada nafkamina, hachrim tachrimim, zacharim unakevos, Mashenkin, when it comes to Milchemas Amalek, which is Dinei Milchama, which is only Zacharim, Velona Kevo, so that Afkaminas fit in very, very well. But that's an important Yisod. Hachrim Tachrim as Echovas Hayachid, as opposed to the Chiyas Amalek, which is considered to be Echovas, Echovas, Hatzibur. Why should one argue indeed that this is true, that Hachrim Tachrim is Echovas Hayachid? Oh, so that we mentioned on Tuesday. That's the Chiddush of Avnei Nezer in Tov Nun Dal. What exactly is the relationship between Hachrim Tachrimim and the next step? V'horashtim et Zaras Yishavtim Bo. You know what? You're going to enter Eretz Yisrael. You are going to have to move out the Zayin Umos, and you're going to have to settle Eretz Yisrael. What exactly is the relationship between these two chiyuvim, Hachrim Tachrimim and Horashtim et Zaras Yishavtim Bo? So you know what? Avnezer writes that, what is the relationship between them? This is exactly, no, this is A and B. Do it A in order to do B. A in order to do B. No? And fascinating, the Avnezer says, I'll give you a mashlam b'davar doma. Oh, what we discussed last week. Vosli mikdash and vosu orom. You build the mikdash Hashem. Everyone agrees that that elicits a sense of hashras hashchina. And the hashras hashchina is embodied by the orom. Wow, embodied by the orom. So that's like the analogy that Avnei Ezer beautifully writes. Hachrim Tachrim is to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, as Vosle Mikdash is to a Vosle Orom. Wow, each one is a step one and a step two, a cause and an effect. The cause, the starting point is Hachrim Tachrim, and the effect of that is, whoa, that now we inherit Eretz Yisrael. You build a Beis HaMikdash, and the fact is, Hashras HaShchina. And then the Avneir is a beautiful, beautiful Bior. You know what? A very, very technical issue. If you were writing a Sefer Mitzvahs, would you count these as one mitzvah, or count these as two mitzvahs? Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Nesiyas Aron. Achrim Tachrimim, and Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Would you count each one as two, each one as one? So guess what? The Rambam counts each of those as one. The Rambam only counts Hachrim Tachrimim. The Rambam doesn't count Yishev Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam only counts Osle Mikdash Shoshachanti B'Selchem and doesn't count Osle Aron. Rabbi Ezra writes, that's a magnificent Lashitosin. And the Ramban is Masig on both. The Ramban has a mitzvah of Osle Aron independent of Osle Mikdash. That's the Ramban we discussed last week. No? Sefer Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. And in the Hashmatos, that's the famous Ramban, why did the Rambam not mention the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael? The Ramban has a mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim, and the Ramban has a mitzvah of Ashma Shartimba. And the Rambam only counts one, because what do you mean that these are stages, A and B. So A and B are not counted separately. They're counted indeed as a single mitzvah. And that's like that beautiful Chiddush of Ein Ezer. The fact that the Rambam does not count Yishev Eretz Yisrael does not mean Eretz Yisrael is value neutral. Like, that's impossible. How in the world can that be? The Rambam writes, if a husband refuses to go to Eretz Yisrael, the wife can insist on a get, and the husband has to pay the ksuva because he is responsible for breaking up the marriage. Right? Because she has a right to say, the Torah insists that we be in Eretz Yisrael. Wow. An Eved can demand shichrur. Wow. If the Eved wants to be in Eretz Yisrael, the Adam refuses. Well, what do you mean? It's value neutral. How in the world can it be value neutral? Why isn't it counted in Sefer Mitzvahs? The Rambam counts Hachrim Tachrimim. And of course it makes sense. Now, what else would Hachrim Tachrimim be? You know? As I mentioned on Tuesday, you know? Go into Eretz Yisrael, right? Get rid of everyone and leave, and leave. You mean getting rid of them is the end in and of itself that has nothing at all to do with occupying, living, being in Eretz Yisrael. The din d'oraisa is Eretz Yisrael must remain empty. So get rid of them, and then you go to America. That's the din d'oraisa. That's the din d'oraisa. Does it make any sense at all that you can have Hachrim Tachrimim without Horash and Shoftim? But obviously they go hand in hand. So this is an important technical machlokas, whether it's mitzvahas or whether it's considered to be two independent mitzvahs. That's pretty compelling. That's the beautiful tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, right? But Nesir continues and says that that really is the case, and it's so obvious that there's a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, even according to the Rambam. Oh, so that's the Avnei Nesir. So how come so many people did not do so? How come the Hasidish Rebbeim did not do so? No, that was his Sachet Shavu. No, the Avnei Nesir. Avnei Nesir writes the following. Also a very great Kiddush. Take a look at the Ramakamos. What's the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael? The mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael is just simply physically to be there. He writes his Kiddush with beautiful Makaros. Yaakov, Esau, you know what? It means you have to live off of the bounty. You have to be sustained through Eretz Yisrael. Sustained through Eretz Yisrael. You know what? You're going to live in Eretz Yisrael and you're sustained through the Shefa of Chutz La'aretz. That's not the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael is, you know what, to build up and to be part of and be sustained through the bounty of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Yaakov, you know, wanted nothing at all to do with any of the mechassim that he accrued in Chutz La'aretz, that he gave to Esau. No. Yishev Eretz Yisrael means to live off of, right? The Shefa of Eretz Yisrael. And he writes, you know what? He writes in his time, that was not Shaykh. It's not like today. You know what? You would go to Eretz Yisrael, but you would have to rely on Chutz La'aretz for all of your sustenance. He writes, that's not the key of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. It goes fascinating. Marmakomos. But that's worth taking a look at a great length. No? Oh, but you know what? If this really is true, oh, so you see that Hachrim Tachrim goes hand in hand with Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Mechiyas Samalek is not Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Hachrim Tachrim is Yishev Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Torah doesn't even count the Yishev as a separate mitzvah. Hachrim Tachrim, I ask you, is that a Chovas HaYachid, or is that considered to be a Chovas HaTzibur? So it's not clear. Yishev Eretz Yisrael is just a Chovas HaTzibur. It's not in any shape or form a chovas hayachid. Whatever the chiyuv is, it's only to the tzibur. Clearly not. No, the Rambam writes in Furish and Sefer Mitzvos, there's certain mitzvos which are obligations incumbent upon the tzibur.
You know what the Rambam writes? Bini Melech, Bini Beis Hamikdash, Mechiyah Samalek. No, but not Varshmas V'Yishavtimba. That's a Chovas Hayachid. Oh, so that really is true. Makes perfect sense then to assume that Hachrim Tachrim is not a Chovas HaTzibur in the Miskeres of Milchama, but rather it's a Chovas Hayachid within the framework of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And if that really is true, only men, not women. And therefore, it's only a Chovas HaTzibur, not a Chovas Yachid. Absolutely not. That's a Chovas Hayachid. One could even argue as follows, if it's really Chovas Hayachid, so the Rambam has to tell us, you know what? Avdu Zichram. No, when you go to your job interview, don't bring a weapon, no. Avad Zichram. Maybe it's not even necessary for the Rambam to say such a thing. Maybe one could argue, no. I remember hearing that from Rosh Hashanah. It's not even necessary to say, when it comes to Mechiyah Samalek, yes, it's a Chovas HaTzibur. It's a Chovas HaTzibur. You have a Melech and the Tzibur rails. But when it comes to Chovas Yachin, the Rambam writes, just realize, just because a person identifies himself from that place does not necessarily mean that now you have a Chiyuvah of Sechaya Kol Neshama. Wow. So that really is true. That fundamental difference can account for all four of our nafkaminas. Because, Hachrim Tachrim is a Chovas Yachin. And Timcha Ezechar Malik is a Chovas HaTzibur. Where do you see that it's a Chovas HaTzibur? So as I mentioned, no. Mefurish in Rambam. We take a look at Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Malachim. Very beginning. Perek Avlech Aleph. Shalosh Mitzvos Nitzdavu Yisrael B'Shas Knisas Al Maretz. There are three dinim d'arais that Bnei Yisrael obligated in when they enter Yisrael. Min Yimelech, L'Hachri Zaro Shamalek, and Livnos Beis Abachir. That's a chiyuv which is incumbent upon Kol Yisrael. Everyone participates, that's true, but it's a Chovas HaTzibur. And if that's not compelling, that Ram the Rebbe Yom Malachim, here this is Mar Malkam, people don't quote, but they should, no? Take a look in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, at the very end of the Mitzvos HaSeh. The Rambam writes the following, when you look through the Mitzvos HaTorah, you're going to find, you know what the Rambam writes? Tim Tzemehem Mitzvos, Shehem Chova Al HaTzibur. That was pretty blunt, no? You just have to find it, no? That was pretty blunt. The Rambam says, when you look through the Tariq Mitzvos, you're going to see there are certain Mitzvos that are Chova Al HaTzibur, Velo L'chol Ish V'ish. How explicit do you want the Rambam to be? No, this is not a deal in Hilchos Malachim, no? The Rambam is Mefurish. There are dinim mitzvos that are chova latzibur velo lachol ish v'ish. And what are they? Binyan beis habechira, hakama samelech, hachrasa zara shalmai. Mefurish. Mefurish in the Rambam. Mefurish in the Rambam. So if this really is true, this is a chova satzibur, why would the Rambam have to say that v'chol shabali adachanem? That's not true. This is a chova satzibur in the miskeres, samochama. The Miskera Samachama. So that's pretty important, no? And therefore the Yisod, why does the Sefer HaChinuch write men versus women? Because this is a constant refrain in the Sefer HaChinuch, that Dine Malchama apply to Zachar and not to the Kevos. Where? Take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch, Tavkuf Chafei. There the Sefer HaChinuch is discussing Uparshas Kekev. The Pasuk says, Losaros Vitnehem. You're fighting a battle, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Pretty incredible. One of the, not unique, one of the places that the Torah tells you have to rein in, you have to control your emotions, you have to control your thoughts, no? Hayitachin. You know what the long and short answer is? Yes. No? Yeah, the Torah can dictate what I think. The Torah can dictate how I feel, but, you know. Yes. Done, no? The answer is yes. Of course, that's the Ben Ezra and Nosachot. The Torah can show. Absolutely yes. That's the Marsha of the Beis Halevi. Not like, if something was like beyond the realm of, or if a person really had an absolute sense of Yira, you know, yeah, it would control exactly the way a person thinks. You know? A person is walking in a river and it's freezing outside and it's all ice. That's the Beis Halevi's Marsha. No, in Parshas Yisra, no. And he's thinking about who knows what in the world, you know? Who knows what in the world he's thinking of? He's thinking about how he's going to make his next $1 million. He's thinking about that, you know what, that, oh, I wish I had that object that somebody else has, you know? And all of a sudden, you know what, he's in the middle of the, and all of a sudden, light starts cracking, you know? Light starts cracking. And you know what, he starts going under. The person is so preoccupied with absolute yira, guess what? He probably is not thinking about, you know, how can he finance that to have the same car as his neighbor when he's about to sink under in a frozen river. No? Why? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Teva Adam, the Slavi writes, that the Midas Hayira will so overpower everything that it will block everything out of mind. No? When a person is in a situation where, you know what, that he really is afraid, you know what, the adrenaline is going to run, and he's going to be so focused on that thing that, you know what, everything else is blocked out. Everything else is blocked out. It's a beautiful mashal of the Beis Halev, you know? So if it's true, if you're afraid that, you know what, you may crash through that thin ice, it also should be true of your sechet. A person should be so preoccupied with that the thought of, well, if the Torah says no, it's a non-starter. It's a non-starter. And the Koach HaYira has the ability to block out all other impulses. Well, that's what the Beis Halev writes. Okay, so the Torah Mamash says, you're fighting a battle. Guess what? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Wow. Yeah, take a look. That's something which is pretty striking. But in that mitzvah, don't be afraid. Tavkuf Chafei. You know what the Sefer Chinuch writes? That benoagis mitzvah zu bezacharim. This applies when it comes to men, not when it comes to women. When it comes to dini mocham, mocham es reshus. Kriya l'shalom. That's tavkuf chavzayim. Zacharim, lo nekevos. The Torah describes a great length in a parshas Kiseitse, v'yati elocha, right? You know what? You have to designate a separate area, you know, to use to relieve yourself. No, psukim chamesh. No, parshas Kiseitse. The Rambam writes those aspects of mochama that applies to men. It doesn't apply to women. So, kaseida. Indeed, that's true. Oh, so that's exactly the chiddush of Sefer HaChinuch writes. That Amalek is the miskeres of Melchama, and therefore is Zechar Lonekevos. And the further Chiddush the Sefer HaChinuch, Zechiras Amalek is to be mindful of the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, so even Zechiras Amalek is only something that applies to men and not to women, because all that's considered to be in the miskeres of the mitzvah of Melchama. Mashenkin, when it comes to cases of Hachrim Tachrimim, that certainly is not considered to be the case at all. I'll ask you the following kasha. But when you look in that Sefer HaChinuch Tav Reish Daled, mentioned a half hour ago, that the Sefer HaChinuch even writes when it comes to Amalek, V'chol Shabal Yado Echad Mehem. Oh, that turned beautiful according to the Rambam. Hachrim Tachrimim is a Chavas Yachid. V'chol Shabal Yado Echad Mehem. And when it comes to Amalek, Rambam does not write that. The Sefer HaChinuch writes fascinating. Now, it only applies to men, but for chosha bali yodel echamim. Almost sounds like a stereo, no? Like, men means nuchama. Yodel echamim is akachim takrim, achoves achoves yachim. So, maybe not. For chosha bali yachamim, maybe it's different when it comes to zainumus as opposed to amalek. When it comes to zainumus, it's because it's achoves yachim. What about when it comes to Amalek? If Amalek is considered the Medina Chama, why should I assume V'chol Shabalei Echamayim? We'll also tell you the following, maybe Poshub Shah. You know what the Sefer Chinuch assumes? It's clear, Melchama Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dar. This is something which is ongoing. The Melchama of Amalek takes on various expressions, various manifestations. And you know what the Chiddush of the Sefer Chinuch is? Wow. That even a subsequent personal encounter with a member of Amalek is considered to be a hemshech, an expansion of Melchama Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor. When it comes to a personal encounter with the Zayin Umos, that's a Chovas Eyachid. When it comes to a personal encounter with Amalek, that's a hemshech of Melchemes Amalek, Melchama Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor. That's what the Pasuk says. In every generation, you're going to have this confrontation. It doesn't mean every generation is going to be mamish, a war against Amalek, but it means you're going to have nuanced confrontation. In other words, the nuanced confrontation, oh, that's considered to be part of Melchama Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor.
And that's like pretty chashuv, no? You know, the Ritva is bothered, no? That the opening Mishnah, Maseches Megillah, you know, the Kriyas HaMegillah is different for Kfar, Ir, Krach, no? What's the definition of a Krach? Mukav Choma, okay? Mimos Yoshua Binun, no? Ritva is bothered. Why Mimos Yoshua Binun? Lach lo kavod Eretz Yisrael. Lach lo kavod Eretz Yisrael. Why? Why exactly? Why? That doesn't look nice. You're going to say everything is determined by Shushan. Shushan? You know, oh, okay, so everything's determined by Yeshua bin Nun. No, so Ritva writes, what do you mean? That the Mochama in Purim was the Mochama of Haman, Zara, Sholem Alek. And that current confrontation of Purim is an expansion of Mochemes Yeshua. Mochemes Yeshua. What do you mean? B'chalanu Anashim. That was Mochemes Yeshua. So years later, you have a confrontation with Amalek. That's not Yesh Me'ayim. That's nothing new. That's an extension of Parshas B'Shalach. That's part of Mochemes Shemalek Nadardar. And therefore, very mistaber, the Koveya should be Mimos Yeshua Binun. Because this is not a new battle. Well, that's a Ritva, no? That's pretty cool. No, it's an expansion of Mochama Shebe Malik Midardar. That means this is a Hemshech. And therefore, it's an expansion of Mochama Samalik. Very mistaber that we're going to, the Gedarim of this Mochama in Purim is going to be determined by a Mukav Mimos Yoshua Benon, Lachlo Kavo, Eretz Yisrael. That's pretty chedish. Okay. If you look in the Urayim, and the Urayim speaks about Amalek being again as a Chovas Hatzibur, take a look at the Sefer Urayim, race study test. The Urayim just uses the following phrase, that the mitzvah mechias Amalek al hamelech mutalas v'lo al shar Yisrael. Wow. Kiyar al keska, a throne. Why is it that we say, you know what, Rambam, minu melech, and fight Amalek? Because this is considered to be part of the Dine HaMelech. The Dine HaMelech. This is the achrayus of a melech. A melech has certain responsibilities. That's Joshua Saran, Joshua Aleph. No? A melech has certain achrayus. It's not all fun and games. And part of the mitzvos, which are mutalos al HaMelech, is mechias HaMelech. Like, not a chobas yachid, a chobas hatzivur, and what with the Urayim, a chiv which is incumbent upon the melech. Yeah, there I wouldn't say, v'chosha bali yadech amehem. And there I wouldn't say, you know, z'charim in a kevos. Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, an incredible, incredible chiddush. Like, whoop. He was bothered by exactly this point. Hey, Dalad, the Rambam writes Avad Zifron. Hey, the Rambam does not write Avad Zifron. Why not? Okay, so maybe an extension of this. See here, fascinating. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out this. You know, there are two parshiyos that deal with Amalek. No? B'Shalach and Kiseitze. B'Shalach and Kiseitze. Well, B'Shalach, Melchama Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor. Yeah, that's Midini Mohammed. That's a Chobas HaTzibur. Maybe that's Midin Melech. A Chobas HaTzibur. Okay, that's clear. But perhaps not when it comes to Kiseitze. Perhaps when it comes to Kiseitze, that what do you mean? The other Torah is not discussing Melchemes HaMalek, Melchama Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor. There, perhaps one could suggest a Chiddush. There's an element of Mechias HaMalek, which is a Chiyuv on Kol Yachid V'Yachid, and there's an element which is considered to be a Chovas HaTzibur. And is there a difference between Kiseitze and B'Shalach? How would you define Amalek? Oh, so I would say Poshup Shat, you know what? It's a question of lineage. You know, it's a DNA question. No? What's your yichis? Anyone who is Migeza Amalek. That's Amalek. Is it so obvious in Parshas B'Shalach? When the Pasuk says, Melchama Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor,
That means in every generation there is going to be, right, a descendant of Amalek. A descendant of Amalek. Shaul allowed Agag to live, and therefore, you know, every generation is going to have like a member. Is that what the Pasuk is referring to? When the Pasuk says, or does the Pasuk mean something else? You know, the Pasuk means we were attacked by Amalek, and Amalek represents something, right? Represents a terribly evil force. And that evil force represented by Amalek realized, So Soloveitchik said the name of his father is an incredible chiddush, that Amalek has two dimensions. One is the clear DNA, the lineage of Amalek, but the other is the ideology of Amalek. The ideology of Amalek. Ideology of Amalek is, you know, lo yirei Elokim, necheshonim acharecha. You know, throughout Tanakh, you have kibush mocham. You know, one nation wages battle against another nation. That's not so unusual. So unusual. Yeah, but Amalek, necheshonim, they pounced upon the weakest members. And the lo yirei Elokim, absolute atheists, not like that. No, no link to any value. And clearly, necheshom acharecha. That's like a hashkafa. That's a hashkafa. That's an ideology. No, so Soloveitchik is to say that Nazi Germany, the status of Amalek, he meant it in that sense. No, it meant the characteristics of, not just as a, you know, Melitza, Parshas B'Shalach. That's the meaning of Mocham Hashem B'Amalek, Midor Dar. In other words, there are two different elements of Amalek. One is the descendants of Amalek, another is the ideology of Amalek. And that's why you have the two Parshias. Kiseis here, the descendants of, and B'Shalach is the ideology of. And even if one would assume when it comes to the lineage, Basam Cheirev, but you know what? The ideology, unfortunately, continues. And that's why, not in Kiseitse, but in B'Shalach, Milchama Shem B'Amalek, Midor Dar. That's something which is enduring. And if that's really true, there's an element of Mechias Amalek which is absolutely enduring, not at all surprising that the Rambam does not write Avad Zichram. That's true when it comes to a Mitzri. That's true when it comes to an Ammoni, a Moavi, maybe a Zayin Umos, Avad Zichram. When you're talking about the Geza of Avad Zichram, but not true when it comes to Mocham Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dar, Avad Zichram. The Pasuk says, Dor Dor, and you say no, Avad Zichram. How can that be? Well, what do you mean, Basam Cheirev? No, it must be that there's an element of, that's something which is pretty heavy, no? Maybe two dimensions of Mechias Amalek. Achovas HaYachid, Achovas HaTzibur, and difference between the Geza of, and that which indeed continues. Maybe one could argue when it comes to the Geza of Azichram, but not when it comes to the ideology is Achovas HaTzibur, and therefore the Ram doesn't say, V'choshev al yad Echameyam. Ooh, because that element that exists is the Chovas HaTzibur, right? That's an important chiddush. Take a look at that. That there's a sefer chiddush from Soloveitchik, Besod HaYachid VaYachad. So it's called, right? So the footnote he quotes is the name of this one. It's an important thing to see. Sometimes they say this B'Shem Reb Chaim. Soloveitchik said the name of this one. The name of Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. Okay. Relationships between Zechira Samalek and Mechia Samalek. So, we mentioned a couple, no? Ooh. That's Sefer HaChinuch, that women are exempt from Mechia Samalek, and therefore they're not obligated in Zechira Samalek. That was a Chiddush. We mentioned on Tuesday that Rosh, no? The Rosh in Zayin Chav, in Brachos, that a tzibur is necessary for Zechira Samalek. That's the Lashon HaMechaber. Well, you know, if you look, the Mechaber quotes Parashat Zohar in two places, now in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah and Hilchos Megillah. In Kriyas HaTorah is in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Mem Vav. Now, there the Mechaber writes that Chiddush. Now, that, what do you mean? Kriya of the Parashat Zohar is the Din Daraisa? Shehem ba'asara midaraisa. That's Lashon HaMechaber.
right? The Kriya Parsha Zohar is in the context of a minyan, midaraisa. That's a pretty big chiddush. No, and that's what the Chabad writes in Tafresh Behe. No, you know what? You're living in one of these sticks. You know what? You have to make sure to go to a makom shiyesh minyan b'shavasa salalo, because after all, this is a din daraisa. Now the Mechaber emphasizes not just the kriya; it emphasizes the need for minyan, the need for minyan. And why should that be? Oh, that's the Karen Ora. If Timcha Zeichar Malak is a chovas hatzibur, so therefore, if the mitzvah of zechira, like the Ramban, is to be mindful of mechia, so therefore the mitzvah of zechira. The mitzvah of Zechira also is in that context. That's the Ramban. Oh, and that's the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch as well. There's a fascinating shuv in the Binyan Zion. It's in the Shuvas HaChadashos and Simchas. Take a look. Very, very fascinating back and forth. Binyan Zion writes the following. I'll bring you a raya to the Shita. This is what was suggested, and he rejects it. I'll bring you a raya to the Shita, the Sefer Achinuch, that women are exempt from Zechira Samalik. Women are exempt from Parsha Zohar. What's the raya? That rush that we've been discussing. No? That rush that we're discussing. After all, Rabbi Eliezer, Bala Beis HaKnesses, Sheikh Ravda, Yishlim Al-Asara, what do you mean? You know, Shachar Nevet is Din Daraisa. Yishlim Al-Asara is not a Din Daraisa. Oh, what does the rush say? And it's not mistaber to assume it's referring to Parsha Zohar, because the Gemara should not have omitted that fact. So what was that deal? Well, you see, according to the Rosh, clearly they know that the need for a minyan for Parsha Zohar is a din daraisa. We're not talking about whether they leaned or they didn't lean. We're talking about whether they leaned with 9 people, or leaned for 10 people. No, that means the need for a minyan is really a din daraisa. So you wanted to make sure they had the minyan. No, the Rosh says if it would have been for Parsha Zohar, there would clearly be a din daraisa. The Rosh just deflects it. It's not mistaber, because why would the Gemara leave that out? Why would the Gemara leave that out? Let me ask you the following. Let's assume it's referring to Parsha Zohar. Okay, you need your minyan. Gvalda. What about an Eved? Is an Eved chayiv in Zechira Samalek? I guess not. Because that was the solution, no? They only had 9, but they had an Eved, and they needed the minyan for Parsha Zohar. Right? The Rosh's possibility. So what did they do? They were Meshachar Eved. So you see, an Eved is not Chayim. An Eved is Dino Kisha. No? When it comes to mitzvahs, Lola Misha. A woman's Chayiv in She'ena Zman Grama. A woman is Potter Mitzvah She'zman Grama. The same thing applies when it comes to an Eved. So I'm a Furish, then, according to the Rosh, that an Eved is not Chayiv in Parsha Safar. And that was the problem. And the solution was you have to be Meshacharin, because the Ben Chorin is Chayiv in Parsha Safar. Wow, that's the Binyan Zion, the Raya that was suggested. Oh, so you see from the Rosh, like the Sefer Achinuch, that women are exempt from Parsha Zohar. Because if women aren't Chayiv, then Eved is not Chayiv. And that was the problem. So the only eight was Meshachar that. Oh, so the Binyan Zion writes the following Chiddush. Even if women are Chayiv in Parsha Zohar, and even if an Eved is Chayiv in Parsha Zohar, does that mean that they can be part of the minyan for Parsha Zohar? What do you mean? A sugi migla chav gimel benikdashti b'sof bnei Yisrael. A davar shibik kedusha requires a minyan of asara, and that does not apply to women, part of the tzibur, or it doesn't apply to an eved, even if they would be obligated, in the mitzvah itself. The Gemara didn't say that. The only reason this Eved is chayiv in Parsha Zohar is because he was freed. He would have been obligated even as an Eved. Maybe everybody's chayiv in Parsha Zohar. But the problem is we need a minyan. And you know what? That it's not a steer to assume that they're obligated, but who says they can constitute a minyan? That's a fascinating issue. If really they're obligated in, can they constitute the minyan? Interesting issue. Right? Or Makbid, for example, the Bracha of Rabbi Srivenin. No, it's only Basara, no? The bracha was before Kriya Samigila Zimbi Yachid. However, Sivenu is on the bracha on Kirsam and Ace, it's only Basara. Very often, you'll have a Kriya Samigila for women. There are a lot of women that are there, they don't have a minion. They're Chayiv in Kriya Samigila. Yeah, but who says that they can be counted as the minion for
the bracha of Harava Sivein, Harava Sivein, and Enochinam. That's the chiddush of the Binyan Siyam that they cannot. I'll tell you even a further chiddush, and that's as follows. Is it so obvious that if a woman is chayiv, an eved is chayiv? Yeah, lala miyisha. And eved is dino kisha when it comes to mitzvahs. Is it so obvious that that's true here? Is it so obvious that that's true? That if women, then an eved, and the fact that an eved is not chayiv, because Rabbi Elazar had to be shachar the eved, that means women are exempt. Is there any possibility of arguing women yes, that an eved no? Well, so I'll tell you the following. Just take a look at the Rambam, the very beginning of Hufus Megillah. Aleph Aleph. Hakol chayev mikriyasa Megillah. Everyone is chayev. Anashim, noshim, gerim, va'avadim mishukrorim. That's the Rambam. That sounds stunning, no? Everyone is chayev in kriyasa Megillah. Men, women, gerim, and avadim mishukrorim. Avadim mishukrorim. You know what that means? Avadim mishukrorim. A freed Eved Kanani is chayev in kriyasa Megillah. But not an Eved Kanani. Not an Eved Kanani. That's really heavy, no? That women are chayv and kriya samagilah, but Eved Kanani is not. What about, what do you mean? An Eved dino kisha, lala miisha, no? So the Gaon already points out, in Tafresh Peites, not here, in the Hilchos Megillah. Women are only chayv because of Afein Hobo Sones. Women are chayv and kriya samagilah because, you know, of the historical connection to the events. No? Purim represented a sakana, and women were included in that sakana. Or women maybe were a catalyst for the Nes of Purim, the 2 days in Tosus. Is that true when it comes to an Eved? Is that true when it comes to an Eved? An Eved not. An Eved not at all. Wow. So even though, yeah, Hakol Chayavin, Erech and Dafez. Yeah, but the Rambam writes, Avadim chayavin in kriyas hamegillah means an eved meshuchrar. An eved meshuchrar. Wow. That means when it comes to this mitzvah, maybe such mitzvahs, even if woman is obligated, avadim not necessarily. Avadim don't share that connection, that yichas at all. That's an important hara. You know, you look in Rashi the Megillah. The Megillah Esther delineates the mitzvah of Purim, and it says, you know what? Al kol hanil v'nachalehem. And you know what? This applies to anyone who joins. What is joining? What Rashi writes in that pasuk? Rabbi says a ger. That sounds so surprising, no? A pasuk that a ger is chayiv medinei purim. Well, of course, no? A pasuk that a ger is chayiv medinei purim. Isn't that self-evident? No? A ger is chayiv mitzvos, no? You know what? Apparently you see, wait a second. If you have such mitzvos that commemorate our lineage, our history, our heritage. Guess what? There's a pasuk that says that even a ger. Wow. And not so far-fetched to assume an eved not. And in Achinam, the Rambam writes, avadim mishukrarim. One could argue as follows, that even if women are obligated in mechiyah and zechiras amalek, is it so obvious that it applies to an eved? Maybe not. And this is all because of Bishalach. He said, say, because of, you know, our lineage, our history, our heritage, what we experienced. Who says that to that we apply Lola Nisha? And maybe one could argue that, you know what, that women can be chai, but not necessarily an eved. And I'll just conclude maybe with the flip side. Is there any possibility to say the opposite? That women are not chai, but an eved is chai? Maybe absolutely yes. Because why is it that women are not chayiv? The Sefer Achinuch, because you know what? These are all the dinei hamelchama, and ein darko sheish lasos melchama. So when you have something such as that you know what? That women are exempt because of this, I wouldn't say that's true when it comes to an eved. Ein darko lasos melchama. You know, I'll give you an example. I'll give you two examples now. One example simply is this. The Rambam writes this explicitly. Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud-Beis. You're a man, be careful. There's Nisra Peyas Arod, there's Nisra Peyas HaZakan, You know? None of that applies to women. Okay. Why doesn't it apply to women? The Rambam writes, Lefi she'ein lo zakan, because a woman doesn't have a beard. A woman doesn't have a beard. No? A woman doesn't have that. So obviously it doesn't apply. What would you say about an Eved? The Rambam writes, Lefichach avadim, hol v'yeshlam zakan asurim ba'al kafa. You know? Imagine Eved is going and using a razor. You say, why in the world are you doing that? He says, because dino kisha. No, no, no. Yeah. The reason a woman is exempt is because ain lo zakan, and it doesn't apply. And who? And the Mishnah writes this, we discussed not so long ago about Pruvu. Mishnah writes this, a long, long, long Mishnah. Lachos Malachim. Perikot Halacha Zayin. Tosu says, Avadim Rechayiv in Pruvu. What do you mean? A woman is exempt. It's a Mishnah. How can it ever be Chayiv? Not because the Gemara says, because Pruvu Imul Ues Charetz V'chivshua. Derech Ha'ish Lichvosh. That doesn't apply to an Eved. So there can even be cases on the flip side where a woman could be exempt because a woman doesn't have a beard in dark shalashas mochama, but that's not applied to an Eved. Maybe one could argue an Eved indeed is considered to be chayim. So as far as an opposite directions in terms of that particular chayim. I'd like to discuss some lashkafa during Shabbos. I hope all of you are gearing up. No? Okay, get your sleep now. Okay.